ChatGPT mystery, mother of OpenAI whistleblower tells Tucker Carlson he was murdered. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 16, 2025. Purnima Ramarao, the mother of OpenAI whistleblower Sichir Balaji, who was found dead in his apartment in November, after being courted to testify against Sam Altman's AI powerhouse in copyright trials, says that while California authorities claim her son died from suicide, crime scene photos show it was a murder. Ramarao told Tucker Carlson in a recent interview that following a mere 40-minute investigation, the medical examiner told her that Balaji died by suicide after he shot himself in the head. Watch below. Right from that moment, I see foul play, Ramarao said. Proper formalities were not followed. And the next day they released the body, within 24 hours, without doing the complete autopsy. They removed the bullet. Balaji's mother went on to say that the funeral home told her it doesn't seem normal. There's something very unusual here, and suggested she have a second, private autopsy conducted. She added that the funeral home didn't look at the body, but made this recommendation based off the way the information was given to us, and the way the procedures and policies need to be followed, and norms were not followed. Carlson noted, the official explanation is he shot himself once in the head and he died. Yet there's blood all over the apartment. But these photographs show that that's not at all what happened, because there's blood all over the apartment. There's blood on the door, on the floor, in the bathroom. There's blood everywhere, Carlson continued, showing photos Balaji's mother took inside the apartment. So that right there, just employing common sense, tells you that the person from whom that blood came, your son, presumably, did not have a fatal brain injury. At least when he was bleeding, I mean, something was going on in the apartment, Carlson added. The former Fox News host also pointed out, there is a tuft of hair that's not hair, it's from a wig. And the portion of the wig, the clip-in wig, has blood on it, Carlson added. I look at that and I'm saying, where did this come from? And there's blood all over the apartment. Ramarao then chimed in, asserting, it's not a suicidal angle at all. Noting that the autopsy shows the bullet angle is going downward, about 30 to 45 degrees downward, it missed the brain. There's a head injury on the left side of the head, Balaji's mother said. The victim was sitting down. He was made to sit, and someone standing shot down. Ramarao also claimed there was another injury on her son's head that was not caused by a bullet. He was brushing his teeth before going to bed. He was attacked from behind on the head, she said. We believe after that he was either electrocuted or he was paralyzed from the head injury. And then they just held him up, made him sit, and shot him. Balaji's mother went on to say the gunshot wound may not be the cause of death because the autopsy shows the bullet did not touch his brain. Adding, we're waiting for further reports from the CT scan. Ramarao also said that she had called Balaji around or after his time of death and it rang once and it went to voicemail. That makes me believe the killer was still there in the apartment, she said. Ramarao insisted that the story of her son committing suicide doesn't add up, and asked how he could do something like that to himself if he's so brave to go to the news media to be a whistleblower. Carlson also noted that two entrances to the apartment complex do not have surveillance cameras. As Breitbart News reported, Balaji was a 26-year-old former OpenAI researcher turned whistleblower who was found dead in his San Francisco apartment in November during a well-being check conducted by the police. His parents have hired an independent investigator to conduct a private autopsy, casting doubt on the official ruling of suicide. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.